Hello and welcome to We the People. There's no need for sex education in schools or to make it part of the curriculum under the new education policy proposed by the centre, as it will have a negative impact on children. That's what an educational body affiliated to the BJP's ideological mentor, the RSS, said this week. As of now, the National Education Policy draft, which was given to the HRD minister in May this year, states that sex education will be included in secondary school studies on topics like consent, harassment, respect for women, safety, family planning, and the prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. And so we're asking tonight, does sex education in our curriculum need an urgent upgrade? As a country with the world's largest youth population, does our government need to wake up to the importance of sex education? Are our policymakers blind to the fact that more teens are having sex and fewer are using birth control? Is India heading for a looming teen sexual revolution for which we are woefully underprepared? Is sex ed the need of the hour for adolescents as well as adults, especially in rural and underdeveloped areas? We have Mr. Bhaskar Ghosh with the BJP, spokesperson for the BJP. We have Sanjay Gupta, spokesperson for the Shiv Sena. We have Amita Bhandare, journalist, mother, columnist. We have Poonam Utreja, executive director of the Population Foundation of India. We have Dr. Michael Williams, the dean of the Mount Carmel Schools, and Kamal Faruqi of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board. Mr. Ghosh, first to you, you know, this government seems to be at odds with itself, because on 15th August, 15th August, the Prime Minister spoke passionately from the ramparts of the Red Fort, and he made a big pitch for population control in India. But how do we do that if we won't even talk about it to the youth?
See, if I show you the entirety of the draft, which has been drafted by, I think, Kasturi Rangan, yeah. So, government from the policy making side has drafted that it should be a part and parcel of the entire education, right from primary, secondary up to higher levels. There are certain, of course, this country everyone has protected under the right of Article 21, so they can always give their opinion. So, it is an opinion given by educationist Dinanath Batra, and they are not from RSS, they are RSS affiliated.
Which is what I said.
RSS affiliated. Now, the question is that whether sex education is required at this point of time to a society which is now heading for a $5 trillion economy, digitizations, and a lot of things. The government answer is yes. If I talk about from the party side or the government side, of course it is needed. There is no doubt on that. There could be debate that to what extent it is needed, whether it could be imparted on a counseling or person to person counseling, or it should be imparted through a very professional teachers who can impart it. But there is no doubt on the utility of these sex educations right from primary, keeping in mind the child abuse. The child abuse going on society.
Forgive me if one would not be skeptical when I hear you say this openly, because leaders of the BJP have made the most, contradictory statements when it comes to sex education. You have the health minister currently who wrote a blog saying no need for sex education, do yoga. Yoga is compulsory and that's the answer. This is the health minister, the current health minister. You've had Mr. Venkaiah Naidu, now the vice president. He was the head of the Rajya Sabha committee when they prohibited textbooks from depicting condoms or certain body parts. So, sir, honestly, when you say this, I really got to take it with a pinch of salt.
Well, fine. That could be their views, but
you welcome what he's saying in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. So, what is their views? I don't want to make comment. They are senior leaders, but
that is the point. They are the senior leaders of the party.
I am restricting towards the government policy. Government policies and drafted. There is a draft which has been tabled up, and of course, our HRD ministers is also considering this particular draft. Now, the question what I was talking, that what would be the methodology, what would be the periphery, what would be the level of information, because today is a digital world, you go to internet, you can have n number of informations about whatever you want to know.
Yes,
about
is
the
government
so,
aware of that?
So,
I think
every human being, every woman should know about their anatomy, about their psychology, and about to say which is a bad, which is a good. And it is their decisions to be taken. Their decisions, final decisions.
So please, this is not not a platform for your personal opinion. Please speak for the party.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is, 46% of India's population is born of adolescent pregnancies, and the UN says just delaying the onset of these childbearing years will reduce India's projected population of 2050 by 25%. You have Smriti Irani, when she was INB minister, said no condom ads during the day. How is this possible? The Prime Minister saying you want to reduce the population.
What
how?
Exactly
the
I told you that we can debate on
down.
The methodology. We can debate on how it could be imparted, at what level, what would be the different parameters.
Now, does this exasperate you? You've worked in this field for so long. How do you put these two statements together? What the PM is saying now, whether for the economy or not, and what you actually see happening on the ground?
First of all, giving sex education has very little to has to be linked to us trying to be a 5 trillion economy. I don't see the point. But having said that, I also do want to say, if we want healthy young people, for them to participate in India's any growth,
the
economic, social, and the demographic dividend, it won't only come from jobs, it's having a healthy population. I am very ashamed, as everyone should be, that 40% of suicide rates across the world are from India, young people, and many of the issues are around their bodies. You know, their hormonal changes, their bodies are changing, going through puberty. And yes, there is information on the internet, but there is more misinformation that young people end up, and they're all nodding, reaching. We need the right information for them. What you referred to, teenage pregnancy, is going to be India's biggest disaster, which we are not ready to deal with. We will not be able to deal with. We already have 16.5 million abortions in India every year, which are 90% of them are done in unsafe areas. And coming back to sex education, you speak to the young people. You have to be guided by them, not whether it's political leaders or even NGOs. It is the young people who decide, and overwhelmingly when you speak to them, whether in schools or outside schools, they want, and they don't want education on just intercourse and sexuality, on menarche, on masturbation, you know, these very difficult biological...
Okay, let's ask the audience over here. How many of you are students?
All.
How many of you are parents? Any parents? Oh, parents. Great. We'll come to you. So just respond over here. Do you, the government says we don't need, well, some leaders, sorry, I shouldn't say that. Some leaders in this government have said that we don't need sex education. Yoga should be compulsory. What is your response?
Sex education is like a must.
Why don't we do a vote?
Sex education is the basic education we need right now. There are many of my friends who are still curious about their sexuality, and not having sexual education is not a very good thing in our system. When we are developing, it's the 21st century. Sex shouldn't be a taboo in India. I don't think
How old are you?
I am 17.
17. So, anyone else? Okay. No, so, you know, many in the government say that this is not Indian culture, that the Indian youth isn't having sex.
When we're talking about population, we've got such a large population. I don't think that came through, you know, how the movies show flowers kissing. So sex is happening every day. Why are we so scared to talk about it?
No, but is this, many would say, look, this is an urban problem. We are sitting here in an air-conditioned studio. This is a very different India that you're talking about. The politicians are representing the real India.
If it is about Indian culture, then what about the book named Kama Sutra, first... or very old in from the Indian culture, it was introduced in Indian culture, the book named Kama Sutra, and now being followed in the world. And if and on the other aspects, we further know that the health sex education is also the health education. So where is the problem in talking about health education? Once if we can go with the diseases that can affect the people at very low age.
Okay, so if you can't learn about it in school, why can't you ask your parents? Anyone who's spoken to their parents about this? No? Here? You have?
So my mother often comes to me for advice because I have much more access to the internet, to the knowledge, to proper knowledge. I've also worked with an NGO that works with HIV patients. So she often comes to me for advice because she is scared and she is she doesn't have the knowledge. Hence, she's scared that what do I do now?
Wow, that's wonderful. You are the parents here. So let's hear your views.
My advice to her is that...
She's your daughter?
She's... She's my daughter. Whenever she asks me the question, I'm open to know your body better, the hormonal changes, I'm open to it. But otherwise, the sex education should become at right age.
What do you mean? School is not the right age? What is the right age?
Right age should be in college, because 18 years, if you have the body's, your body is responsive to it, you should know about it after 18 years.
So, ma'am, you think kids in 16, 17 don't have boyfriends, just, you know, holding hands, kissing, you think that doesn't happen?
That happens, we will give them the freedom to talk more about it, they will become more fearless.
Okay, so you're saying this information can be dangerous. It will make them experiment more. Okay, your dad is also here,
What
sir?
We are talking about methodology.
So you're the, that's your husband? So what do you think?
Ma'am, thoda Hindi mein bol sakta
hoon. Haan, sir.
Problem ho to. Actually, kya hai, main, as a father, main ek ye suggestion, meri taraf se jo main sochta hoon is baare mein, वो ये सोचता हूँ कि स्कूल में ये बिल्कुल लागू होनी चाहिए. स्कूल में लागू होने का मतलब इसका यह है कि बच्चा बहुत कुछ चीज़ इससे सीख पाएगा और आगे जाके उसको अपने जो हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी सपना देख रहे हैं एक बहुत उज्जवल भारत का, उसका वो उस चीज़ों से एक तो क्राइम बहुत कम हो जाएगा, बच्चे को बहुत चीज़ें समझ आ जाएंगी, बच्चे के अंदर एक अपने अंदर एक उसको हम लोग उससे खुल के भी बात कर सकते हैं. अब पुराना जमाना तो चला गया कि जब वो एक ऐड आती थी तो हम कोई इधर चला जाता था, कोई उधर, कोई इधर चला जाता. अब वो नहीं है ना, अब तो जमाना पूरा सब बिल्कुल खुला है. बच्चे से ओपनली बात करके हम उसको समझा सकते हैं कि बेटा दिस इज better for you, this is not better for you.
तो बच्चे की डॉटर को गर्व आ रही है, she is proud of you that you're saying all this, but आपने बात की है आपके बेटी के साथ?
मैं बिल्कुल, मैं
आपकी वाइफ डिसएग्री करती है, आप दोनों यू आर इन द सेम हाउस, लेकिन मैरिज यू एग्री टू डिसएग्री.
नहीं नहीं, मैं करूंगा मैम, जो मुझे चीज नहीं लगेगी अच्छी उसके लिए मैं बिल्कुल करूंगा, और जो अच्छी लगेगी उसके लिए मैं बिल्कुल कहूंगा कि नहीं ये देश के लिए अच्छी है या यूथ के लिए, क्योंकि हमारा देश जो है वो हमारे देश में सबसे ज्यादा यूथ जो है वो हमारे देश में है. और हमारे
नाउ देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ प्रेशर ऑन योर शोल्डर्स बिकॉज़ व्हाटएवर यू डू इन लाइफ वन ऑफ योर पेरेंट्स विल से टू द अदर सी आई टोल्ड यू सो. व्हाट इज योर व्यू ऑन दिस?
सो मैम, व्हाट एग्जैक्टली आई वांट टू से इज दैट व्हाट द फैमिली इन व्हिच आई एम ग्रूमिंग इन, सो आई हैव बीन वेरी ओपन टू माय पेरेंट्स एंड माय पेरेंट्स हैव बीन ओपन टू मी एज
द ओनली चाइल्ड.
नो, आई हैव अ ब्रदर विद मी. सो व्हाट हैपेंस इज I often question my mother on these things. Like one of the, I was so curious about this that, you know, I used to ask that what are these ads for sanitary napkins since I was in grade 4. So my mother then used to explain all these things to me in a way that I understand them for that level.
Age appropriate explanation.
It was a very concise and age appropriate information. So as you know, I started growing up, so they've started getting more, you know, open with me on these things. So I've always been very open and not too shy, but I've always, you know, I believe is that it shouldn't be a taboo, it should be discussed openly, and it should be implemented in the school.
And what is the treatment for your brother and you? Is it the same treatment you think for Does your mom and your dad talk about this openly with your brother, or less, more with him, less with you, or the
Ma'am,
same?
Whenever any discussion happens, it happens with both of us. Like, while having dinner or having a perfect confab, we both have been taught about these things together. Because my parents believe that it's not about age or gender.
Dinner conversations over sex education, that's
yes,
great. Wow.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. We've been very open to these things.
Okay.
But
yet,
that's a normal
so
family.
This
that's
may
normal
not.
Family.
This may be an exception.
Yes.
And we're glad you're here on the show. This is an exception.
You.
But the average situation is that we're just not allowed to talk about it. Most parents won't have a dinner table conversation about sex for sure. Let's go across to Anand Tiwari, who now joins us, a well-known face. Many of you will recognize him. He also has a show on YouTube called a show on sex ed called Sex Chat with Papu and Papa. But you've also, Anand, worked with another stand-up comic group, EIC, to make a sketch on sex ed. Let's just play a little clip of that for our audience and our panel right now.
Good morning, teacher. Good morning, students. Today, we are going to talk about
education. Sambhog, shiksha. So, now we will learn about reproductive system. This is the male reproductive system. This is the other one.
All right, Anand, I'm sorry we can only play that much, but it's on YouTube. You guys can go check it out if you haven't already. But Anand, why have you chosen to do two shows on sex education? Is this just low-hanging fruit for comedians in a country like India, or is there more to your choice?
I feel like if we spoke about it more in the open forum, we wouldn't have had to make fun of it. And more I listen to the panel, and the more I listen people sitting in the panel agreeing with each other, I feel like before we decide on what we tell children about sex, we need to come to a consensus on what we want to say, because it seems like there are too many voices inside our ruling government that are saying different things about sex education. Are we sure of what we want to say at the go? Because I don't think yoga can replace sex education, and nor can sex education replace yoga. I don't think yoga is bad. Yoga is wonderful. Everybody should do it. But by talking about sex education as a vulgar topic, I think we're absolutely missing the point. Tomorrow we might have a biology banned just because it might be talking about Guptang. So we need to open up and chat with our children, who are getting a lot of information, but the knowledge that they need to get from the information that they get has to come from everything, you chat about
masturbation, you chat about periods, condoms, homosexuality, yeah. Everything.
Yes.
On the show, how popular Absolutely. Is the show? It's a 5-part web series, Sex Chat with Papu and Papa. Like, what is this about? How does it
work?
Yes,
it's done very well for us. We took our time writing it. We spoke to sexologists, Amritpal Bindra, Nikhil Taneja, and I. We really put a lot of understanding into it. Child psychologists were part of the writing, and then we had to create entertainment around it. And what the parents were saying, I heard them talk a little while ago. I think age appropriation is very important in sex education, and of course there are people on the panel who will talk more about it than me. But I don't think we are a society that communicates very well with our children in the first place. We don't talk about caste or religion in a very democratic way with our children in the first place. Sex is a very far topic. A lot of people sitting right there, if you ask them how many people have actually spoken to their parents about sex, I don't know how many would raise up their hands. I cannot raise up my hand. So I think it's my responsibility as a millennial to take care of Gen Z and talk to them about sex in the language they understand.
All right. And interestingly, ironically, you come from an industry in Bombay where sexuality is practically in every film, every song, every ad. But sex is hidden, inaccessible, rarely spoken about. And Mr. Gupta, please come in here. The Shiv Sena will never object to these songs and these innuendos that we see in mass media. But you've taken a very strong stand in Maharashtra. They've objected to the CBSE's Adolescent Education Program, the AEP. You've also objected to the CBSE's current format syllabus, where you can teach it in class 10, that one chapter. NACO's manual for sex ed for school teachers was also objected to. So you have a party where you have this young leader speaking out on most issues now. Are you not like out of touch with reality in the times and the youth of today?
देखिए, सेक्स एजुकेशन को समझने की ज़रूरत है सबसे पहले, और समाज को समझाने की ज़रूरत है कि व्हाट इज़ द सेक्स एजुकेशन. सेक्स एजुकेशन की जब हम बात करते हैं तो सीधा ऐसे लगता है कि जैसे हम सेक्स करने को सिखाने की बात कर रहे हैं, लेकिन सेक्स एजुकेशन को शुरू करने से पहले समाज को ये बताने की ज़रूरत है कि सेक्स एजुकेशन सिर्फ सेक्स करना ही नहीं है, इसके अलावा ये बताना भी है समाज को, सबसे पहले समझाना है कि इसके शिकार कौन होते हैं. इसका शिकार सबसे ज़्यादा बच्चा होता है. एक बच्चे को ये पता ही नहीं होता कि उसके साथ क्या हुआ और उसको किस तरह से अपने आप को डिफेंड करना है.
तो नाम बदल लो सर, कोर्स को क्यों कैंसिल किया
अगर
आपने?
नहीं, सेक्स एजुकेशन को शुरू करने से पहले समाज को ये बताने की जरूरत है कि इसको इस तरह से पढ़ाया जाएगा, सिर्फ कॉलेज में ही नहीं बल्कि पहली क्लास से ही और पांचवी क्लास तक के बच्चों को किस तरह से पढ़ाना है, उसके बाद के बच्चों को किस तरह से पढ़ाना है, सबसे पहले ये डिफाइन करने की जरूरत है. अगर इस चीज को डिफाइन नहीं किया जाएगा तब तक हमारे समाज में इसको इम्प्लीमेंट नहीं किया जा सकता क्योंकि
हमारे समाज में सभी तरह के लोग हैं। इन द मीन टाइम सो मेनी जनरेशंस आर गोइंग बाय, मतलब हैव वी डन अ डिसर्विस टू एवरीवन बाय कॉलिंग इट सेक्स एजुकेशन इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस, इट्स सो मच मोर देन दैट।
यस, आई मीन आई एक्चुअली somebody made this suggestion early in the discussion. I think it's a good idea. You want to call it healthy relationships, call it healthy relationships. If sex education is such a red herring, call it whatever you want. But you know, you can't have what Mr. Gupta is saying, that we will teach our children about inappropriate touch in class one, but we will not talk about sex education. Why won't we teach them about appropriate touch? You can't teach one without the other.
इन्होंने कहा कि there should be health, there should be healthy sex education. What is it means?
No, मैं यही समझा रही हूँ, Mr. Gupta, मुझे बोलने दीजिए, मैं वही समझा रही हूँ. What is, let's demystify, what is sex education? मैं आपको, I'm a mother, let me explain. You know, sex education is not a biology lesson in class 9 or 10. Sex education is teaching children in the playground, do not bully, do not give in to peer pressure, learn to say no. You start with those parameters, which you can call value education, you can call healthy relationship, you could just call it good manners. You know, that's what it essentially is. And then from there on, you talk about, well, this is how you make babies, and this is how you prevent STDs, and this is, then get into the nuts and bolts, biological mechanics at an age appropriate, you know, age which could be 13, 14. You know, who are we kidding? We are a nation of 1.3 billion people. We have 240 million girls in this country who marry before the age of 18. And I'm not coming to
and
the rescue.
And many studies have shown want contraception, but they can't get it, they can't access it.
Absolutely.
They have the least.
But Poonam, if I can just complete access. A small point. The objection to sex education, actually, I mean, just playing devil's advocate over here, doesn't often come from the politicians alone. It comes from the parents. And it is the parents who feel ki agar hum ye bachchon ko sikhayenge, agar bachche ye seekh jayenge, as if they're waiting for that one lesson in school before they learn what sex is, then they will somehow become promiscuous. So we are a society where we want to arrange the marriage of our daughters at a very young age. We don't want them to be
Which
aware of the world.
Culture,
and then we
skull.
Want them to procreate as soon as they can so that the marriage is cemented. So this is hypocrisy and double standards. The fault is society's. The fault is the parents. I wouldn't
But
only
the, politicians
blame the politicians
may be playing to those parents.
Absolutely. The voters. The children are not voting for the politicians. It's the parents who vote for them.
Well, we are the next big youth vote is, of course, what the BJP and Mr. The Modi Sarkar is aiming at. But a very important point, let's just spread this, is this whole angle of child sexual abuse. All of you have touched upon it. Child sexual abuse is on the rise in India, and children are the most vulnerable, and we are failing to protect them in a sense by not allowing them to be even be informed that these that child rape has gone up by 82% in 2016 as per the National Crime Bureau data. Megha Bhatia joins us now. You are 25 years old and you run an organization called Our Voice that conducts that works on the issue of child sexual abuse. Why have you done this?
Because when you look at the statistics, in our country, every second child is getting sexually abused. It's important that we teach children that how can they prevent it. It's for example, if a rape happens, you can do much, but that's not going to solve the purpose. It's important to teach children. Like when we go at the grassroots level and we conduct workshops, bachcho ko unke private parts ke naam nahi pata hote. A 9-year-old girl is getting raped from last 1 year and she is not able to figure out what is exactly happening with her because hum bachcho se baat hi nahi kar rahe.
Nahin, but like ma'am over here says, age appropriate, you can't talk about this too early. So what is too early in your, you work in this field every day.
Yes.
Isn't there something is too early?
It's not.
If you, ma'am says this is, you know, unnecessary information. Jada bata diya, jada dikha diya, fir, you know, they'll experiment more.
So children are already getting information. Like a 7-year-old child has a phone in his hand. Use pornographic material ka excess hai. It's just hame unhe sahi information dene ki zarurat hai. And there's nothing as right age. It starts with, agar child first class mein hai, hame usse body parts ke baare mein batana hai. Second age mein appropriate touches ke baare mein batana hai. So there's nothing called as right age. 4-year-old child is also getting sexually abused. They are getting raped. So it's important.
So it is the need of the hour.
Need of the hour, and I would like to add one more point. Hum rights nahi sochte. Like on an international level, it is a fundamental right. It is not a luxury jo hum bachcho ko de rahe hai. It is the human right.
That's a really good point. Yes. But ma'am says over here that, you know, the first step is the parents. when you try and work this on the ground, do you get permission from the parents to talk to their children like this?
No, parents are a little hesitant to talk about
it. Is it the school that's a problem or the parents? Because obviously school has to get permission from the parents, I'm guessing.
Actually, both. Because there are some schools which are hesitant to talk about this, these issues. Even parents are hesitant. But I think schools have a much bigger responsibility to share this information because parents itni openly nahi share kar paate.
And what about teachers? Because teachers are parents and they're a reflection of our society.
It depends from school to school. Like, for example, if teachers koi nahi pata hai, toh wo bachcho ko nahi bata paayenge.
Like, so, do you also train teachers?
Yes, we train teachers.
So, Namita, you know, she said that you can't take out a march, for example. And I remember after the December, you know, the gang rape, you had started this online petition and you got a lot of response.
Yeah.
It was one of the largest petitions. Indian girls, before marriage, you know, some aunt will say something, some cousin will say something. But Indian boys are completely left out of this whole conversation.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think, also important because...
Completely.
I mean, you know, they need to know that no means no.
Absolutely. Or also just to respond to a point that was made earlier, you know, about age appropriate. When a December 2012 happens and you are getting saturation coverage in your newspapers and in your television, what are you telling your child? What are you telling your seven-year-old child at home? What is gang rape? You know, what was the iron rod used for? What are you telling them? Are you pretending it never happened? Are you waiting for the bees and the butterflies to come in? So, you know, you have to, society is such that you have to address these issues. And since December 12, 2012, we have been talking about the need to address this educational vacuum, not just for girls, not just telling girls ki tum surakshit raho, but boys. Firstly, boys surakshit raho. And secondly, boys, you don't have to subscribe to this notion of masculinity, this toxic masculinity which has taken over. Where are boys learning sex from? They're learning from pornography. Mm. And it has extremely serious ramifications because it is giving them warped ideas about what is sex, what is pleasure, and what is, I mean, consent doesn't even come into it. So unless you address the boys, how are you going to tackle with the problem?
This new dangerous addition to this whole mix, this cocktail, of course, the internet. I want to get to that. And Michael, you know, she said schools. That's one hurdle, parents the other hurdle, teachers the other hurdle. You're the dean of all these schools, and the stereotype is that Catholic schools and, you know, Muslim schools, they're the ones who are going to be putting up the most, you know, putting up the highest objections to this. What's your, where do you stand on this?
So I want to correct that perception. That's not how it is. In our schools at Mount Carmel, we deal with this from a very holistic point of view. It's not just a biology class. It's also a life sciences class. It's also a value education class. Why? Because there are many things we can talk about that a child may hesitate to talk with the parent. It's very natural. There's different kind of relationship areas that everybody has. It is society's task because every boy wants to grow up to be a man. Every girl wants to be a woman. It's our task to make them into good men, good responsible men, good responsible women. And that comes from a holistic approach. What I want to definitely call out both of my friends on both sides is that the national education policy draft that they're talking about does not cover this. It is incorrect to say it covers it from primary. It just does not. And this is a draft that has come to us from an RSS shaka at the Amarkantak University. The vice chancellor is on the drafting committee of this. He had drafted the earlier one. He's the only common name in all these drafts. So there is an ideology that is agenda that is being pushed. The problem with that is it doesn't take into question what the people need. It tells the people what they want.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between that. Our students today need to be able to understand that it's not just about how to have sex. Let me tell you, with 1.3 billion, we've managed well without this education. All right? So it's not the term sex education that says now we're doing it. We're doing pretty damn good. The problem is the holistic approach that is required because there are responsibilities and repercussions. What a child does in innocence or in as adolescent has lifetime repercussions. Some things stick to the very fabric of your essence. There is a physical and there's a metaphysical aspect to having sexual relationships, to being brought up in an incorrect way. We are revising this whole thought on good touch, bad touch. Why? Because girls today turn around by grade 7 and say, but it feels good. So it's responsible and irresponsible touch. Terminology is changing. We need to work with it. But I don't think as government and policy makers, if we get stuck, that that word is not suiting us, let's throw the baby out with the bat. That's the most irresponsible behavior that I just cannot
change
say
the word. I just want to say one thing, just one comment. I can't understand why the RSS, which is primarily an organization made up of single men who are not parents, why are they even in this debate at all?
Exactly.
I mean, they have no business to be in this.
The men making the decisions for the women.
No, men who are not even fathers. You know, what is their locus standi?
No, but that's I also want to know what evidence do they have that teaching sex education leads to promiscuity or more sex? Because globally there's evidence where young people are taught age-appropriate, culturally appropriate sex education, there is greater abstinence, if that's what they want. And I'm people are free to do what they want, whether it's abstinence or having sex. But if it's abstinence even is the goal, it sex education brings that down. So where, you know, I want to know why we aren't, apart from the fact single men and so on, I want to know where is the information coming from. And I do believe there's misinformation or the expectation that we can have individual counseling for students. Do you know, in family planning, our biggest disaster is that we don't do counseling of women pre-counseling or post-counseling. You know, after they use, every contraceptive has a side effect. We don't have counselors for counseling. Where are we going to produce counselors now to counsel children in? So we have to think, you know, the fantastic program that you just showed us, we can do it through entertainment education, we can do it through internet, and in schools. But if there are some difficult counseling and other issues, we can use the digital media. And we've done that quite successfully on Doordarshan.
Yes, that's a very important point. I want to come to that. But let's bring in Mr. Farooqi. Mr. Farooqi, where do you stand on this one issue where you and the BJP, the All India Muslim Person Law Board and the BJP will actually stand together on one front?
I'm very surprised. And I'm really sorry that this kind of information is coming from you.
I'm very sorry. Sir, and I will accept. Okay, I've made a mistake
and,
if you correct
you have
me
put,
on this.
You have put both Michael and me into a very difficult situation, exposing myself and him as if we are absolutely coming out of the edges and we are not
addressing it. So please correct me.
I would love to stand corrected
yeah, on this.
Yeah, I want to make you on this front, in fact, very positive on this, in fact. And I'm really surprised my two brothers from the Shiv Sena and RSS, they are talking about it, wherein from where they have got this kind of information. Are they are closing their eyes to the reality in the life? But if they would be in a position to run some co-ed school, they would be coming into a position, and with utmost respect to you, what are you talking about 13? The children have started talking about it at the age of 7, 8, 9, when they are in 4th and 5th standard. So we have to gradually, we have to make them understand. You'll be surprised. My granddaughter, she knows which is the inappropriate, she's just first standard student. She knows what is the inappropriate and what is the appropriate. This is the kind of information.
Wonderful.
And I do not know. These RSS people, why should they talk about all those kind of things? The education, listen. Since you have given a very straight certificate to the Christianity and Muslim, that is why I am agitated about it. The question is that this information has to gradually come. Not at the first. And just last thing. The social media is talking about internet. Internet does not give you a good information.
Not at all.
Number one. Number two, internet is being used by even the smallest children of second and third standard. They know how to go through it. It is very, very important for us to tell our children what to see, what not to see. Number one. Number two, what kind of education they needed. And what is the inappropriate, what is appropriate. All those kind of things.
Mr. Farooqi,
right from
I'm
the
very
beginning.
Glad to hear you say this.
Yes.
But you said all this and then you said, but there's always a but. This has to come gradually. So I want to ask you, are you speaking as a grandfather in a personal capacity, or are you speaking for the board? What is the board stand on this?
Have you come the board's approach otherwise what I'm talking about?
Sorry?
Please. Say, has you got some information?
No,
that
I'm
the board
asking you, sir, which is why you're invited on the show. So please explain, because the audience would also like to know.
Absolutely. This is very, very important. This is very, very important for any Muslim, Hindu, Christian, every Indian. It is very, very important.
Okay. And what do you mean by gradually? How gradually?
Gradually, of course. She said 13. I'm saying 6, 7.
No, no, that I never said 13.
No, no, I'm sorry.
Sir, I said, in fact, I said that if in class 1 you are teaching children about good touch, bad touch, or appropriate touch, inappropriate touch, as Michael has corrected, then I don't see why you should not be talking about the other thing soon enough. I never said 13. Yeah. I just want to add something, Michael.
Incidentally, Mr. Michael and me both are from the education field also, and we are running educational institution, yes, advising them also. This has to come immediately the child has started learning, yes, about all those kind of, maybe from the second standard, from gradually second, third, fourth, and by the time the child reached up to fifth standard, he must be well aware.
Why are our politicians making these statements? They must obviously feel that they're speaking for someone. Michael, I want to go across Sanjay Gupta, but first, you know, just respond, Michael. It's very interesting what you're saying, what happens at your schools and the stand, you're the dean of these schools. But what would you say, a lot of parents choose to send their daughters to these schools because they expect a certain sort of education. They're not expecting that their kids will be taught sex ed at such a, you know, at such a young age, or this kind of view that you're saying on the stage.
That's not true. I've had no parent come to me with any sort of objections. In fact, I have a 4,000 waiting list for students trying to get in, because the kind of education we give is for mind, body, soul. It's a fourfold development of the child. That's very, very important for us to be able to understand. I think what is emergent, what Mr. Faruqi also is saying, which I want to, he's not saying gradually, he tries to mean to bring it as early as possible, bring down the age from which you start. My fear, and this is most emergent, as you started your talk with the National Education Policy, is that this government is trying to railroad an education policy of 483-page document that they gave 30 pages to the entire nation to respond before it is approved. That's the most ridiculous thing. They're trying to bulldoze this policy.
Here I object.
These
are things that are published on the MHRD website. 30 days was given. People like us had to go and meet the minister and get a 15-day extension. We were given 15 days as a grace. 45 days for India to decide an education policy. Isn't that most absurd? And these are the people, the policy makers. And you've heard what their responses are. This is the fear that I'm trying to talk about. This is most emergent.
Ridiculous. Mr. Ghosh, go ahead and please respond.
I'm responding it to you. What we are trying to say that instead of sex education, using the word, why don't you go for adolescent programs or population control programs or something like that, you know? And we are the first government, we have kept it open for the public. The last... the education policy, can you remember that it was open to the public for debates?
Sab kuch public to nahi choose karegi na, then all the fathers and mothers will say, mat karo, then what is the government going to do?
And we have got some suggestions, we are not finalized, we are given some suggestions, and on that we are working on that, right? We have been respectful to every class of the society, but we are not biased about it. There could be some, you know, remarks on that. But fundamentally,
what do you mean by class and society? What are you talking about?
Yeah, different. I mean, different. There are teenagers, there are adolescents, there are senior members of society. So we are keeping it open for everyone. And now 45 days, what is mentioning that? 45 days is good enough we are within 45 minutes, we are discussing at length and breadth of the whole thing. So we are given 45 days to give your inputs, right?
You have
and
3 months to prove citizenship if you're in Assam, if your name's
not on
the list.
But question is that when we are talking about, when we are talking about Fit India, we are talking about World Yoga Day, we are talking about, this is all health-related issues. Not only physical
health,
mental
health,
right?
That is why this is disingenuous, because on one hand you're saying Fit India. How can you be Fit India if your women, half the population of the country, are unfit?
This
and
is
I'm not allowed to make choices for ourselves.
What this is the backward and forward integration of the whole concepts, right?
What are you talking, backward forward, sir?
No, this is the backward and forward integration of the entire concept. That is, you give an education, and after all, when you're grown up, you talk about Fit India, you talk about your two-child policy, you talk about everything. So all are interlinked.
No.
Don't think about it. It's a segregated
case. In 5 years, this is their fourth draft. It has taken them so many years to come up with this draft, and
you should appreciate it. We are dynamic.
Days
we are dynamic enough.
Still,
to accept everyone's suggestions. I keep on changing the draft.
Mr. Gupta, please come in over here. who are you addressing? Aapki party kiske liye baat kar rahe hai? Are you talking for the fathers of the country? Aapko kya lagta hai? Because yahan ke to youth to keh rahe hai ki unko nahi chahiye. Ye jo aap policies aap bana rahe ho, unko nahi chahiye. It's not in their best interest. They don't think they will gain from it. To aap kiske liye bana rahe ho ye policies? When you fight against sex ed in schools.
Dekhiye, sabse pehle to is baat ko janna bahut zaruri hai ki hamare desh mein har tarah ke log rehte hain. हमारे यहाँ पर नगर निगम के स्कूल्स भी हैं जिसमें झुग्गी झोपड़ी के पेरेंट्स अपने बच्चों को पढ़ने के लिए भेजते हैं. हमारे यहाँ पर मिडिल क्लास स्कूल्स भी हैं, हमारे यहाँ पर हायर एजुकेशनल स्कूल्स भी हैं. 2005 में इस पॉलिसी को लागू करने की कोशिश की गई थी, लेकिन पेरेंट्स के ऑब्जेक्शन पर ही 2007 में इसको वापस ले लिया गया. बहुत से पेरेंट्स की तो दिक्कत ये है कि इस बात को सुन करके वो अपने बच्चों को पढ़ने तक भी नहीं भेजना चाहते थे, इसीलिए इस पॉलिसी को विड्रॉ किया गया. हमारा कहना एक ही है, सबसे पहले तो समाज को ये बताने की
Listen to him what he's saying.
Yoga is not a controversial thing, but sex education is a controversial thing. So, before implement the sex education, there is required to कि समाज को हम ये बताएं कि पार्टीदार जो सेक्स समाज को बदलने के बाद ही इसको लागू किया जा
सकता
है. सरकार की हमारे देश के अंदर जितने भी बच्चे हैं वो सब पढ़ सके.
आपकी सरकार जो देश में लोग चाहते हैं हर चीज आप सुनते हैं, पर यंग पीपल जो
सिर्फ यंग पीपल से ताल्लुक नहीं है,
बिल्कुल यंग पीपल
सिर्फ यंग पीपल से ताल्लुक नहीं है, इनिशियल स्टेज पे बच्चों के से भी ताल्लुक
है. मैं समझता हूं सबसे ज्यादा यंग पीपल के से
कौन करेगा.
हम ये नहीं कह रहे कि सेक्स एजुकेशन नहीं होनी चाहिए, लेकिन उसको शुरू करने से पहले कुछ चीजें समाज को बताने की जरूरत है, उसको समझाने की जरूरत है.
There was a topic called two child policy, and there was a woman who was just one of the viewers. She mentioned that I have got four children, and can you ensure me that if I have got two children, they will get a government jobs? That means whatever educations and you are imparting, still they have a different reason to go for 1.3 billion people, because this is not only education, it is also economy. It is also the social engineering. It is also, so it is not only that you impart education, it will be, I mean, everyone is
that's
educated.
That's what happens when men make the policies.
Think of that.
Which man you are talking
who
about?
Who used to live in Islam.
Which man you are talking about?
Here we are facing a very, very selective viewers, but we're talking in Islam.
It is not selective.
They used to do all these, you know, number of children there because of their socioeconomic conditions. Now we have to think about that also.
Children, girls in slums get raped because they're not protected. The moms are away, and I think I would speak.
And boys in
slums because they have lack of. They have lack of.
I want my child to be safe. No,
raping is not because they have lack of education. It is a different social problem.
No, it's because you're not telling them. You're not teaching them.
But one second, I want to just bring in this point that I think Poonam raised, others have raised. You know, also not only there's this new equation, this dangerous fact that we have the internet. So on one hand, yes, we're sheltering these kids when claiming to protect them and not allowing them access to any information. But things have changed. You have the internet and there's porn, there's, you know, exotica and all sorts of things, and they're getting completely confused. It's a warped idea of what sex is. So not only are you not educating them, you're miseducating them.
So that's absolutely right, and that's what the data is showing. There are studies with young people which shows that young people are revealing that they have mostly access to misinformation and pornographic material. Majority of young people learn about various aspects of sex from pornographic material, which is a disaster, you'll all
that's
agree.
Right. That's
number
right.
two, young people, you know, and what you must understand, sir, sex education is not only about sex. It is about other things related to sexuality, like menstruation.
Yes.
You know, Indian mothers, only 92% young girls find out they are having their periods when they have them. And it is a huge shock and disaster for them because mothers are not able to speak to
Absolutely.
Them. You forget talking about sex
Ma'am,
for a minute.
That is why well, we are suggesting
not
to be at the adolescent programs,
no,
which includes
no,
everything.
No, call it anything,
no,
but
no,
your
one minute,
Maharashtra
no,
government
you are
no.
banning
it.
I'm not
this
even
is
responding
your
to
Maharashtra.
Him.
Are we talking about the draft policy by MHRD?
No, we're talking
about
the
draft policy.
No,
no, I'm not talking
about
it. Anytime we are ready for any POC.
I want to hold on. Let me go across. I have someone joining us, Niyati Sharma, joining us from Canada. She's an 18-year-old and founder of an initiative called Prati Sandhi, trying to bring about awareness about sexual health and sex-related issues in India. Niyati, you voted for the first time in this election. This election was about the youth vote. Politicians said that they were focusing on people like you and garnering your vote. Why are you focusing on this issue? Why is it important?
I think it's really sad that this issue has become more about, you know, we made this policy and we have a certain belief and, you know, this is how things are supposed to be. Because I feel that we are way past having a debate on something like this. This is something that should be, like, included in our universal education system. And I'm so certain that even though, you know, people on this panel or even politicians in general are going to say, you know, people should know about their body part, I'm so certain if you open an 8th grade book, there is no diagram of a vulva in there. Majority of women don't know that the hole that they pee from and the hole that they give birth from are different. And I can tell you for sure, half the people in that room probably don't know where a clit is. Sex education is so far from that. We're just talking about body parts here. You know, your clit is, it's a body part. Your holes, they're a body part. This is basic. This is basics of sex education. This is before we go into things like STDs. And I think it's just sad that, you know, As somebody was saying before, that a lot of, when we were talking about this show, Papu and Papa,
yeah,
so much of work went into curating that show. I wish that much work
went into our draft policy. That's right. Okay, so
right.
Again, like you said, 45 minutes is not enough to go into this. We're completely out of time, but I want to close with Khushi, who I was just talking to when the show began. Khushi, you said that you have a neighbor who had got pregnant when she was a teenager.
Yeah, my neighbor was around 14 years old, and she got pregnant, and she started taking some harmful pills because she was unable to speak up to her parents. So I think that sex education should be at the right age, that is adolescence. So they should know about the consequences and the contraceptives.
Did she come to her friends?
Yes, she came to
Did
her friends.
Did she come to you?
No,
she couldn't talk to parents or teachers?
She came to friends, but the friends also had the same level of knowledge. They also don't know about that.
Oh, that's so what happened eventually?
Eventually, that after these things can't be hidden now. So eventually, her parents came to know they have to take the action. But the society...
This is why we think we need to be able to talk about...
Said Rose by any name, still spelled just as well. I plead with my policymakers, change the name if that so affects
Correct.
You. But this is so urgent. I think this dear child from Canada has got such an important point. What all of them in the audience are saying, it's so urgent. It's so basic. We are debating the most
like
basic.
This.
Well, I'm glad we could at least touch upon this topic, stay away from politics and talk about things that are important to the future of the youth. This is a show where we believe it's important to speak up, but also important to listen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Good night.